3, 2, 1.
Hello and peace, friends. I wanted to drop this episode today on Monday before we drop our season finale tomorrow, an episode with Jordan Castile, the brilliant painter, MacArthur Fellow, and one of my dear, dear friends. And I'll be pretty transparent. When I re-listened to the episode or reflected on the episode, I wasn't sure if I wanted to share it. It's a deeply personal episode, and it feels like you're in just one of our friendship conversations. And Jordan is just, she's like one of the most special people in the world. So I was like, did I not do a good job with this interview? Because we could sit there and talk about her accomplishments. I mean, she has literally, in her most recent collection of paintings, one of the paintings is of Adam and I on campus. And it's a massive painting that was in a gallery in London and was sold. And it lives somewhere in Europe now. And we didn't even talk about that. We didn't even talk about the fact that she painted us and what that meant. And I think I realized, like, that conversation and the conversations around us being painted and her preserving our friendship that way, it just wasn't the time to talk about it. It was the time for us to talk about catching up on what it has meant for us to become neighbors, for us to be both living in the mountains and looking for community and looking for ourselves and finding ourselves in each other. And I think maybe part of the resistance around releasing this episode too is also just superficial. Like, I wanted this episode to come out at the end of December, at like the finale, to wrap the year. And then life happened over and over and over again for me, my teammates, and we weren't able to release the episode. And I gave myself a hard time for that. And we can plan and plan and plan all we want, but God is the best of all planners. And timing is everything. Timing is everything. Timing is everything. So I come to you all on this solo episode, recording it on my phone's voice memo while sitting on a meditation chair. My cat is sitting behind me. I'm looking in a mirror as I'm talking because I think I'm talking to myself too. And I just want to choose openness in this conversation. And just like, I guess I'm taking pauses. So am I even being open? Okay. I choose grace. And I have just felt almost rusty when it comes to sharing, like, on the internet and publicly in our community. And I think that a lot of that is coming from the fact that I've been heads down in this investigative series, and it is the biggest work that I have ever, ever, ever done in my entire life. And I am so terrified, and I'm so nervous about it coming out. I also am so excited to share this work because I know that it has been so healing for me to do, and I know it's going to be so healing for you all to listen to. And I'm being vague with it. And it's not that it's a secret. I mean, I spoke about it in the Vanity Fair article. It's not that, I don't know. I don't want to be precious with sharing about the process, but I think I'm just not ready to yet. And a lot of that comes down to really listening to yourself and recognizing there is no pressure for you to share things when you are not ready to share them. There is no pressure. Well, I mean, there is pressure, like you feel it, but I'm letting you know that you can release that. There's no pressure for you to show up today as anything more than who you are right now. And a couple of days ago, I read this book called The Four Agreements, and it was gifted to me by my aunt. And she gave it to me 2 years ago, and it literally just like hit me that I needed to read it. And I sat and I read it in one day. It's not that long of a book. I think it's like 140 pages maybe. And there were some past, there's so many, I highlighted and underlined so much of the book, but I think I just wanted, because I'm having such a hard time even doing this episode, but I know I just wanted to touch base with you all and let you know, hi, I'm okay. I'm here. I'm working. I'm creating. I'm building. And I will be asking you all to be a part of this soon. So I hope you're ready. And tomorrow's episode is one of my favorite, even though I was hesitant to release it. And I really, really hope that you enjoy it. Okay. So I'm going to read you some of the passages from, or just some like points that I really loved from the Four Agreements, and then I'll speak to some of them. Okay. Language is the code for understanding and communication. Language is the code for understanding and communication between humans. Every letter, every word in each language is an agreement. We call this a page and a book. The word page is an agreement that we understand. Once we understand the code, our attention is hooked and the energy is transferred from one person to another. As children, we didn't have the opportunity to choose our beliefs, but we agreed with the information that was passed to us from the dream of the planet via other humans. The only way to store information is by agreement. The outside dream may hook our attention, but if we don't agree, we don't store that information. As soon as we agree, we believe it. And this is called faith. To have faith is to believe unconditionally. That's how we learn as children. Children believe everything adults say. We agree with them, and our faith is so strong that the belief system controls our whole dream of life. We did not choose these beliefs, and we may have rebelled against them. But we were not strong enough to win the rebellion. Wow. See, I didn't even realize that that was what the passage I was going to read was, but of course that happened. Of course it makes sense, because what I'm trying to say in the in-betweens, in the spaces of my words right now, and the hesitation, in the nervousness, and I suppose that nervousness is something that I need to witness, because the series is coming out this spring, is that we have made agreements our entire lives. We have believed things that we did not choose to believe. And we carry these beliefs so deeply, so fervently, because we are so afraid that if one of them may not be true, what does that mean for the rest of our lives? And so I ask you today to think about the agreements that you have made in your life, the beliefs that you hold true to you that may need some reconsideration. Because as living human beings, we are ever evolving, and we deserve to evolve. We deserve to grow. We deserve to be challenged and to challenge ourselves. And there is no loss in this equation. There is grief, yes, but there is no loss. Because when you are able to let go of former beliefs that may have been too rigid, too close-minded, too cold, too hard, then maybe you're making space for more of yourself, for more of the light that is you. I highly recommend you read the book. It's great. But that's what I'm going to sit with today. Thank you so much for listening. Tomorrow is the Jordan episode, and it is an honor to end this season with that episode. I don't know what is next on this feed. I don't know if I will just be releasing a series of solo episodes. I do know that right now, at this moment, I do not have the capacity to do interviews that are outside of the investigative series, but I don't know how long that's going to last. I don't have the capacity because we're a very, very small team. But if things expand and I'm able to get more support, then I will continue this, because this feed, Podcast Noor, is my own source of light. I love that I get to have these conversations and share them with you all. And I'm also doing them for myself first, because I need this. I need to keep learning. I need to keep growing. I need to keep evolving. And it is an honor to allow you to witness part of this process. And I hope in turn you choose to witness yourself. As always, at your service.